Angola is a bordering state of the DRC, and Angola is very central strategically to Kinshasa. They were the group that supported Kabila during the Second Congo War when the rebels almost took over the whole of the country. Tshisekedi would be very comfortable with Angola leading this process because in the event that it collapses and the M23 continue to come and attack the DRC, he can be assured of Angolan intervention as Angola did during the Second Congo War.
And Professor, this announcement comes after several cancelled peace talks hosted by Angola that had previously excluded M23 and instead focused on their Rwandan backers. This change, you think, will make it more successful now?
I think diplomatically it's a tactical change, and I think there's more room for more chances for success because the focus then would be on M23, the reservations or the challenges that the Banyamulenge, the DRC Tutsis who are behind the M23, what their concerns are based on the internal problems of the Banyamulenge in the eastern DRC. So I think that will be an important shift in terms of the focus, because every time the focus is on Rwanda, Rwanda says that it's not involved because the war in the DRC is an internal problem. It's happening in the DRC, not in Rwanda. So I think tactically that's important. And I think the second element is one of legitimacy. So by the DRC being ready and willing to recognize the M23 as a major player in this conflict, I think that will be very, very important. Because for the longest time, the DRC has wanted to meet the M23 around the Nairobi peace process. That was the one led by former President Uhuru Kenyatta, as one of the other 100 rebel factions that are fighting the government in Kinshasa. So I think this increases the prestige, the leverage for the M23, while also giving the government of Kinshasa some breathing room, because they've been losing a lot of territory to the M23. And on the battlefield, it really looks like M23 have an upper hand. So I think it's a win-win for both sides.
The M23 not only is getting that legitimacy, Professor, but major setbacks for Tshisekedi's government. One of the government's allied armed groups, known as the Group Cabido, just announced it had joined fighters from M23. Is Tshisekedi now actually negotiating from a standpoint of weakness?
Cabido joining M23 shows its influence and strength, but also it shows that M23's effort at diplomacy through other means, or diplomacy by war, meaning fighting to take over territory in the DRC, is actually working, because it's put the government in Kinshasa on the back foot. M23 have taken over Goma, they have control over Goma, they have control over Bukavu, and they threaten to take over even more territory. Tshisekedi government is really playing defense, whereas M23 is playing offense. Definitely, it's a positive signal for the M23. It shows them moving ahead and getting stronger. But ultimately, the truth of the taste of the pudding will be in the eating, right? We can have negotiations, but unless these negotiations bear fruit, I think that will now be the next step. What will the compromises the DRC government will have to make, and then will Rwanda and the M23 be satisfied with those compromises at the negotiating table in order to try and get a peaceful settlement to this crisis?